is Zeb Henson, Chairman of the Diaconate Stewardship Committee at First Presbyterian Church, and I'm excited again to welcome you to another episode of Stories of Faithfulness, our podcast series looking at, among other things, stewardship. We're fortunate today to have with us Ned Curry. Ned is an elder here at First Presbyterian Church and recounts over the next few minutes a short but powerful story of his own journey in developing the discipline of stewardship. I remember hearing this story probably 10 or 12 years ago as an early husband trying to figure out what it meant to lead my family in the discipline of stewardship. Ned's story, for all of its practicalities and its miraculous impact, was important for me in learning what this looks like as a husband and a father to be a faithful steward of what God has entrusted us with. So, Ned, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today, and I hope you enjoy listening.
In the second year of my marriage to my deceased wife, Barb, we decided to start tithing my salary to First Pres. We opened up a new checking account from which we would pay our tithes to the church. Now, at that time, we had just bought our first house that brought a monthly mortgage payment. Our first child was born, and I had college loans to pay off, and all of this in addition to our ordinary living expenses. Sometime during this period, we were contacted by a missionary. His name I can't remember, but he asked us to become part of his support team. After discussing it, Barb and I agreed to contribute $25 a month to his mission. This was the most we could afford. So we added $25 to our monthly deposits into our tithing checking account, and Barb began writing $25 a month checks to support this missionary from that account. After the passage of some time, I don't remember how long, I came home from work one day and Barb was upset and very concerned. These were the days before electronic banking, and all checking account statements were in paper form. Barb said that our tithing checking account statement for the previous month had come in the mail that day. And when going over it, she saw that a check had been written for our missionary in the amount of $700. She was upset because she had no memory of writing a check for $700 and could not have anyway, because we never had that much money in that account at any one time since we opened it. In fact, at that time, $700 was more than half of my bi-monthly salary. Barb could not find where a $700 deposit had been made, and she could not find a canceled check for $700. However, the statement clearly showed that a check had been written and that it had cleared the account. Now, this was back in 1978. And as time goes on, my memory is not terribly clear whether Barb contacted the bank, but I'm certain that she did. And the bank confirmed that the account was never overdrawn for that month. We never figured out where that check came from, and Barb was certain that she did not write it. Likewise, we had no idea how a $700 check cleared that account. The only conclusion we could draw was that God knew that missionary needed $700 at that particular time, and that he used his accounting to make that payment. God's accounting is perfect, and in our case, it was miraculous. Tithing is an act of faith in God. And what Augustine said about faith rings true to what happened with our tithing account, that faith is to believe in what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. And what we saw back then was God's accounting.